This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado added just 800 jobs in January, according to the Labor Department. That's a lot less than the state added at the same time last year. State economist Ryan Gedney says the weather could be partly to blame for the paltry gains.
It was historically cold and historically snowy. That certainly has some impact for a lot of sectors, again, like construction.
Colorado's unemployment rate was 2.8% in January, the same as in December. Gun bills supported by Democrats are advancing in the state legislature. The package got final approval in the Senate Monday and now heads to the House. The bills would raise the purchase age for all firearms to 21, expand who can file an extreme risk protection order to have someone's guns taken away. Another bill would make it easier to sue gun makers and sellers. A pioneering former member of Colorado's congressional delegation has died. Former U.S. Representative Pat Schroeder was 82. Her family says she had had a stroke. Schroeder represented Denver for 24 years and briefly ran for president in 1987. At that time, a woman for president was still a long shot, as she told Colorado Matters in 2016.
We were getting polls showing that 25% of the people were saying they wouldn't vote for a woman for president. That number was even higher if you asked them if they had friends that would not vote for president. And I tended to believe the second one even more.
Pat Schroeder was the first woman elected to Colorado's congressional delegation. She was 82 years old. The world's number one ranked pinball player is a 19-year-old from Longmont. Escher Lefkoff says he doesn't leave fate to the bounce of the silver ball.
There's no luck in this, and it's all about skill, and if I want to be better, I got to practice, and I got to be better.
That's how he got to be the best in the world at pinball. We met Escher and his dad to hear how a family pastime turned into something a lot bigger, and that's in about 15 minutes here on Morning Edition. It's going to be mostly sunny across the metro area today, highs in the 60s this afternoon. This is CPR News.